from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Really on fire here, but we, you know, as much as I want to laugh about that, we do have some breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Yeah, sad day for the franchise, for the Golden State Warriors. And kind of knew this day was coming the last couple days as Al Addles has passed away. He was surrounded by family at his East Bay home. He took his last breath. And when we say Al Addles, for a lot of youngsters out there, you need to know who Al Addles is. He had been with the Warriors for 6 decades, okay? Over 60 years. Player, coach, GM, ambassador. No person in NBA history has been with one franchise for over 60 years. How many people have only received one paycheck, a paycheck from one employer in their life? Not many, right? He was with the Warriors for so long, he was with them in Philadelphia. Obviously, he was a teammate of Will Chamberlain when he scored 100 points in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
He was the second leading scorer in that game, which is his points. Little, yeah, yeah, that's his like, yep. He's like the Forrest Gump of that era of NBA players.
And today is Will Chamberlain's birthday, which is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
You know, in that game, Al Addles was a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor and 1-for-1 from the free throw line. prompting Will Chamberlain to sign a ball for him, saying to Al, the man who always did the right things at the wrong time, a true story. Of course, he was a coach of the 1975 NBA championship that Rick Barry holds deeply to his heart. He's still the all-time leader in regular season coaching wins for the Golden State Warriors. He coached the Dubs for 13 years as a GM. He drafted Chris Mullin. And he was a community ambassador since the 1990s. And he's the nicest guy I've ever met. And I thank the heavens that he was alive to get enshrined into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame back in 2019. He is really, truly one of the nicest men I've ever met in my career. One of the kindest hearts. His number 16 is retired up there in the rafters next to Rick Barry, next to Will Chamberlain, next to Chris Mullin. And there's some quotes here. And I'll read one for Chris Mullin. And I know Rick Barry has a quote there. You can read Shasky, but Mullin said, this is a difficult day for me. And I remember we did a package on Al Addles, maybe last season, maybe the season before. And Mullin obviously was choking up. And Mullin said, Al Addles had a huge positive influence on me and my career. Not just drafting me in 1985 and bringing me to the Bay, but guiding me through my journey as a player and a young man, both in good and difficult times. He was a dear friend, mentor, and role model, and someone I admired tremendously and tried to emulate. He set the standard for all of us when it comes to integrity and humility, and was truly a champion both on and off the court. There will never, ever be another Al Addles, a.k.a. the Destroyer. And I know we have some sound from Mully on Al Addles, because when Mully was going through a difficult time, drinking, and he had to go to rehab or whatnot. And when he first got drafted, Al told all his coaches back east, I got Mully. He's in great hands. I got him. And the respect I saw Mully have for Idols, the respect I see Rick Barry have for Idols, the respect when they had ring night a couple years ago, Al Idols was there. And he got one of the biggest pops in that arena, Chase Center. One of the biggest pops out there. Because we understand who Al Idols is. We understand. Let's hear from Mully on Al Idols.
When I was drafted, Al Idols was the GM. Class personified.
Yeah.
Always prepared, humble, and gracious.
Yes.
And, when I got drafted here, he told my parents one thing. I'm going to take good care of your son. And he did exactly that. And that man, he's meant so much to me over my life. That piece is beautiful.
Yeah.
It almost doesn't do it justice because this guy is one of the most beautiful human beings I've ever met in my life. And he's impacted so many lives in this Bay Area. And it's just, he's just the greatest. Al Al's the greatest guy I've ever met in my life.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My grandfather's a year older than him, give or take. And when I hear stories from him, I do think that just as a human, as you take a step back, forget basketball, that generation of people, they're extremely valuable just for their wisdom and their knowledge and the things that they went through. Survived World War II, the Great Depression, the Cold War. So many different things that they've been through, the civil rights movement. And that era of man and woman is obviously they're falling left and right now. And I see, and I'm not trying to rip Anthony Edwards, but on a day where people are talking about him basically crushing prior generations and only giving Michael Jordan a lot of appreciation and love, this is one reason, not to get on a soapbox, but why I always talk about the older Niner teams and the older Giants teams and the older Warrior teams and things like that. And I know for the young people, they think new is always better and whatnot. I just think that we don't value the oldest generation left in society enough. And it used to be when you were out in the wilderness, there was the old wise person and it was the oldest person in the tribe or in the group or whatever. And you'd learn all the wisdom from that individual. And I do believe this is more of a societal issue, is that we don't appreciate them enough. We don't pick their brains enough. You know, they've been through a lot of things. Doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean that some of their beliefs and things that they went through were always, that we look back on were always the right way of doing things, mm-hmm. but there's a wisdom in having lived that long. And I look at someone like Al Addles, and as a longtime, lifelong Warrior fan, I was telling the story at the break that, you know, I used to collect a lot of cards, and they would give out cards when you go to the games, and Al Addles was always one of like the throwback cards that they would give you, and it'd be him on the sidelines in his big yep. puffy collared shirt, mm-hmm. and in the back of the card, almost every one of them, you know, pioneer African-American right. player coach. You know, he wasn't the yep. first, but he was definitely a pioneer during the 70s.
Right after Bill Russell.
You know, and he's a guy, the reason I said Forrest Gump earlier, like, if you just look at the history of the NBA, playing for one of the original basketball teams in the Philadelphia Warriors, he was a part of so many moments
yep.
In the game. And I got a chance. I didn't meet him like you met him. I met him in passing. Well, he pulled up in front of Oracle. I was walking into the stadium. No one knew who he was. I was in the mm-hmm. parking lot. And I was like, oh, my God. He was in like a Toyota Corolla. Mm-hmm. He's an older man at that point. It's probably 10, 15 years mm-hmm. ago. I go, Al Addles. And he looked at me like he couldn't believe I knew who he yeah. was. And he rolled down his window. This is how long ago it was. He rolled it down like this, reached his hand over, shook my hand. I thought my hand was going to be collapsed because yeah. he had such a strong grip. And I was thinking to myself, man, that guy's, to Mully's point, just class personified yeah. and respect and dignity, and it's everything that you want yeah. someone that represents your community to be known for.
One of the first African-American head coaches in the NBA. Doesn't get talked about enough. Became an assistant in 68 while he was still a player, which shows the respect he garnered from his coaches and front office and his teammates, for crying out loud. He was named player coach midway through the 69-70 season, and so first time I ever met him, and I always think about these moments. Remember, we had Mike Tirico on, and I mentioned at the Olympic Club when they had the U.S. Open, which Paul Ainsworth won, mm-hmm. Payne Stewart the second, right? Finished the second place. And it was just a small thing, but Mike Tirico, we backed up something, and Mike Tirico's, hey, thank you guys so much, man. It was a small thing behind the scenes, like, oh, that's cool, man. That's a cool dude. Myself, Igor Spivak, Alex Eppenbaum, we're at a Warriors game. Opening night, and we were jacked up. They just had, you know, Troy Murphy, Gilbert Arenas, Mike Dunleavy, Jay Rich, obviously, and we're walking around, and we see Al Addles on the perch at Old Oracle Arena, and we're like, Al, man, he's like, oh, these guys know who I am. He's like, what's up, yeah. young man, you guys good? And we're like, hey, man, we still here, man. We Warriors for life, yeah, man. Yeah. He goes, well, stick with us, young man. Stick with us, man. We're going to turn this thing around, man, all right? We're going to turn this thing around. He shook everybody's hand when he didn't have to. And it's the small things like that behind the scenes, without the cameras,
yep.
without the fanfare. How do you treat people? And Al was like that in every step of the way. Later on, as I became the host of the pregame show, what's up, young man? What's up, man? You really can't shoot a basketball? And he would just laugh, and he kind of hit me in the shoulder and kind of teased me or whatnot. And it was just the respect that he garnered and the things that he did. There's not a bad word anybody's ever said about Al Addles. Not one bad word.
I always think about, the older athletes, they kind of just get it. You know what I mean? When it comes to, not everything needs to be online, right?
No.
And I think that we're caught up in this online life that we live. And, you know, how does someone treat you when no one's looking?
Yep.
When there is no camera, when there's no phone, when there's no this, when there's no that, you'll never hear a bad word about the guy. They don't call him this. This is something I always call him. He's Mr. Warrior to me. Like
yeah.
in the way, I know Wilt Chamberlain has all the records,
right.
but to me, what Al represented to the organization was significantly deeper than his contributions as just a player.
Yep.
Through all the thick and thin, there's one thing that united Warrior fans. Al Addles was the man.
Al Addles was the guy.
He was the man.
And I'm glad he got his blessing in the Hall of Fame. I'm glad he got the blessing. Now, I'm not sure if he attended. I'm not 100% sure if he was able to go to that Hall of Fame induction. I got to double check on that. I know we're going to run a special tonight on NBC Sports Bay Area in honor of Al Addles. Again, he leads the Warriors at most coaching wins.
That's crazy.
His number's retired. He's a championship head coach. He's coached all-star games. He's done every role. He's been player, coach, GM, ambassador. Again, 6 decades with the Golden State Warriors. And this one hurts. This one hurts deeply. This is going to affect a lot of people, a lot of teammates. You know, Clifford Ray comes out here. The way Clifford Ray and Rick Barry speak, the way they discuss who Al Addles was. I mean, here, I read a quote right here from Rick Barry. My heart is heavy today with the loss of my mentor and friend. Al was my roommate during my rookie season in the league. He taught me valuable lessons on being a professional that could be learned on the court. Later, as our coach in the 75 championship season, he exemplified leadership, togetherness, and a keen strategic ability that enabled us to succeed at the highest level. We shared so many wonderful and memorable moments together. My thoughts and prayers go out to his wife and his entire family. He will be dearly missed. And again, when the way I saw Mully, because, you know, I've been working with Mully now for over 4 years. The way I saw him choke up when discussing Al Addles kind of hit me in the face like, oh, this is deeper than that. He was discussing Al because he knew Al was struggling a little bit. And he wasn't coming around the arena as much as he used to. And the way he choked up, it's like, oh, Al had a bigger impact than I thought. You know, because we see the number retired. We know who he is as a coach. We see him all the time. But it's like, oh, wait, it's deeper than that. You think about the community. Steiny and Evan just had a son on yesterday, Al Addles Jr. And all the camps he would run. Juan Toscano Anderson. His career kind of got kickstarted because he met with the Addles and went to a camp. Logan Burdock was at a camp ran by Al Addles. So his community work behind the scenes, he lived and breathed the Bay Area. He never left us. He never left us. Think about that. No, 60 years with one organization, man. That's crazy.
I'm glad you put that out there. You know, we've talked. I mean, I had a tough year this year, you know, and I don't would try to always bring it back to me and my family. But it's just legacy. Like, what's your legacy when you pass on, right? And I'm not trying to make this an indictment of anyone. Sometimes we go through life. I'm so guilty of this. And this thing that's bugging me is the most important thing in my life, you know, at that moment, for whatever reason. When at the end of the day, it's so dumb, you know? And I think we spend a lot of time, and I get it. It's the topics of the day. And you and I are both guilty of this. The audience is guilty of this. Everyone, the money and the this and the that. It's some of the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. You know, we're losing our minds about everything. What's your legacy?
Yeah.
Right? And I bet you that when people reflect on Al Addles, it's going to be about the man and his imprint on individuals. And you reference Chris Mullin. I mean, when you change someone's life like that.
Yeah. Basketball secondary.
You legitimately save that human being's life. When Rick Barry calls him my mentor, I think we have too few mentors in this modern era. Too many of the older folk, and now we're the older folk, don't want to take the time out to help the younger folk. And, you know, I just think that this is a good reminder that if there are people in your life that you love, don't wait on it. Reach out to them. Tell them you love them. And if there's somebody that needs help, help them.
You know, wow, this is... You know, the youngsters got to, you know, that's why the Anthony Edwards, and I sent it to the thread yesterday, the Anthony Edwards quote about, you know, Michael Jordan was only a skillful player. And I'm like, oh, you're falling down that rabbit hole again. And I see Isaiah Thomas, and I had a quick chat with Mully about, and it's just the lack of respect for those that paved the way.
That came,
you know, when J.J. Redick talked about, oh, Bob Cousy played against a bunch of plumbers. Like, J.J. Redick, they would have locked your ass up. You wouldn't have made all the money you made if you played in that era. And it's a lack of respect. These young kids, you know, it's a lack of respect that they have for the guys who paved the way. You know, that's why guys who came before us on the microphone, whether it's television or radio, no matter what, I have the ultimate respect for them.
Respect the seat. Respect the opportunity. Respect the people who came before you in whatever work you're in.
Exactly.
Respect your family, et cetera. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that when I think about Al Addles, you know, I think about how he conducted himself. Through the thick and thin, and how loyal he was to this community, this organization. It's a rare trait in today's bounce around society. You know, the guy we just had on, Matt Spiegel, you know, his partner just left for a television gig and he's trying to better his family and but like to stay with one company or one person 60 years. No.
One check from one employer.
That's pretty rare. And I think that speaks to how good of a person you are.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, to be over there 60 years through all the ownership changes. You know, because a lot of owners have come in and they don't respect the people who paved the way for them to get the job or to become the owner of the team. And some of the historians there, and they're like, he stuck through all the ownership changes. And think about the Warriors having all these ownership changes.
My God.
And GM changes and coaching changes and what the franchise has gone through. And still, ring night, parades. You know, when you look at the parades with the Giants, right? Willie Mays always had a car.
Of course.
McCovey, Bonds. Well, the Warriors. Jim Barnett, Al Addles. He's got his whip.
It's a great point.
He's coming down Market Street. He's coming down in Broadway Street in Oakland, California, wherever the parade was. So if you want to send flowers in honor, because we've lost some legends, Orlando Cepeda, Willie Mays. We've lost some heavyweights, man. Jerry West, Bill Walton. Now we lose another one.
Well, you know, to your point on Anthony.
Real quick. I just wanted to say that if you want to send flowers to Al Addles or his family, please address them to Fouché's Hudson Funeral Home at 3665 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland, California.
You know, it's something that I hold as like a duty, if you will. You're talking about Anthony Edwards. That is somebody, whoever's in his life, somebody older, could be a mentor for him or somebody who plays with him. I don't know. Somebody, that's an opportunity to like put your arm around him and educate him and explain to them why it's important. You know, like that's, I'm a big believer in that. Like you're going to have, and there's people in your life, cousins and uncles and nieces and nephews and your own children or whatever, friends, you got to put your arm around them and explain to them why these things are important.
Kevin Durant was just hanging out with Anthony Edwards. You know, Kevin Durant is a guy who appreciates the history of the game. For example, I've seen Kevin Durant a couple times come back to Chase Center and he sees Mully. He beelines at Chris Mullin. Big hug, big embrace. How you doing, Mully? Embracing the guys. Kyrie Irving, when he came out here with Dallas, Mully was telling his story. He was in the back. He's walking in and Kyrie goes, oh, what's up, Mr. Mullin? Called him Mr. Mullin.
Wow.
And he goes, my dad always talked about you, man. He always talked about you. And the respect there. That's why I kind of come around on Kyrie Irving, because I was like, oh, he does respect the guys before him. Yeah. And he tells that he discusses that all the time in his post-game pressers. I know he went off the deep end a little bit here and there, but he does respect. Somebody needs to get around Anthony Edwards real quick because he's such a likable human being. He's the next superstar here in America, but that's not something that needs to be said. Like, you're going to disrespect Scottie Pippen? Well, he wasn't skillful. Charles Barkley wasn't skillful. Karl Malone, Hakeem Olajuwon wasn't skillful. I could go on and on and on and on and on.
When you're 23 and you feel invincible, you know, you just, there's things you say and do and you look back at your life and you go, yeah, I regret that one. It's like me coming out of a Niners training camp thinking that Trey Lance was the man.
Hey. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.